Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. With them rolling on night.
That's Billy Destee and Frank bringing us back a little Texas blues. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. William S. Wooditch, W-O-O-D-I-T-C-H. William S. Wooditch is the name on the book, Always Forward, Discover the 7 Secrets of Sales Success. He's our new friend. Bill, thanks again for being here. Now, your background is insurance, isn't it?
Yes, corporate insurance. And it's where I started when I needed a job out of college. And you know, when they said to me insurance, I thought, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to sell either. I want to be a manager. That's what I went to school to be. But I end up falling in love with it. And to this day, I think it's the greatest business.
It's a great way to make a lot of money, insurance.
It's a great business.
But I'll tell you what, there's no salespeople work harder than insurance salespeople. No question about that. All right, so we're talking about the 7 secrets. We talked about activity. I really wanted to, I really felt justified in spending a whole segment on one of these secrets, activity. And we'll get you, if we don't get through all these, we'll get you back and talk about the others. Okay. But I'm glad we did spend so much time on activity because it's the foundation, isn't it?
Yes, it is the foundation.
Everything else is platformed off of that, isn't it?
Think of a platform or think of the top of a funnel. It's the first part of the funnel. Right. You have to have the activity on the top.
If you don't have the activity, the rest of your house will collapse. All right, secret number 2, think and do. Tell us what that means.
Well, now you have your activity, so you have a lot of activity going on at the top. Now you're able to do what I think is one of the most powerful secrets. That's the ability to take that instinct and make it a thought, then thought and bring it to decisive action. The shorter the distance, Jim, between something you think and you're thinking about at your desk or in your car,
right,
and then that action behind it. Just say you're thinking about calling a client or a prospect and you have something you want to talk about, or there's an idea you want to implement, more importantly, and you don't, you wait. Well, somebody else is taking that. Somebody else is thinking and doing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think and don't do. Some people do without thinking. Think of Custer, the little bighorn. That was probably should have been a little bit better thought out. But think and do is the most essential element, I think, to combine with activity. A lot of activity directed toward the result. Think and then do, and that to me is the difference maker in business.
Here's what I see sometimes, and you alluded to it a second ago. They do and think, and mm-hmm. and here's an example. So there's a name in front of them,
mm-hmm.
and they want to get in front of them. They want to get in front of this person so badly that they just pick up the phone and call them. They do. Mm-hmm. They don't think they do,
yeah.
And then they burn it. Then they spin, crash, and burn because the person completely rejects them. It looks bad on themselves and on their brand because the person said, you know, I've got more to do than let you drop into my life.
Yes.
And then after they hang up, after getting scorched, they hang up and they start noodling around on that person's LinkedIn page, for example, and they say, wait a minute, this guy's brother is my next door neighbor. If I had thought a little bit longer, if I'd done this right now, he would have introduced me to this guy. Tomorrow, I'd be making a contract in about 2 weeks.
You made a great
isn't that,
point.
That happens all the time.
That's a great example of think of doing that, and yes, but do without thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my point. You went years ago, 30 years or more ago, we didn't have that option of just going, literally sitting at our desk and finding out who these people knew.
Yes.
But you do now, so it pox on you, folks, if you don't follow Bill's advice. All right, what's next?
Well, next is time, and that's time is inelastic. We can't get it back. So we all have 24 hours.
We never learn how to synthesize. It's the only thing we can't synthesize.
You're right. We have to be able to use our time wisely, and which follows back to the activity portion. Instead of taking those wild butt guesses, we have to have that directed activity, and we have to use our time in the most judicious form we have. Time is that we have to be on time in front of our people. And I'll tell you just a basic one, is you set the tone for relationships and respect, which is the most important thing in
That's
business,
right.
is
right.
keeping yourself respect. But you set the tone when you're on time, when you're on Vince Lombardi time, which was always 15 minutes before the hour, or 15 minutes
I, One of my nightmares. Not this is a real recurring nightmare. 2-3 times a year, I have a nightmare that I'm not where I'm supposed to be, for whatever reason. And usually, I'm so early at a place that nobody's gotten there yet, and I think I've gone to the wrong place. That's a better feeling than showing up and being late and people, you know, either they've already locked the door or whatever. I mean, you're right. Respect is critical, isn't it?
That is crucial. But let me give you a really quick story how I learned this. And you only have to get kicked, you know, one time to really, really, really learn this. I walked into an office and I really tried all the activity, all that thing can do. And I got in front of this major national account. And I was 5 minutes late. It's traffic, and that's an excuse we all use. It's traffic. And he said, you know, this meeting's canceled. And I never was able to claw my way back into that one.
Wow.
And I
5 minutes, there, huh? So, that guy was tough.
It was real tough, but it taught me a lesson. And I guess I needed it.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And one thing, when you do business in New York City, the thing I like about those guys, if you're 15 minutes late, they don't get upset because they know everybody's 15 minutes late up there.
It's the same way in California.
But out in Flyover America, they don't feel that way, do they?
No, they don't. So time is the most valuable thing we have, and we have to think about how we use ours.
I need your website, Bill.
Okay. The website is BillWoodich.com. Bill Wooditch, WOODITCH.com.
And the book is called Always Forward. It's about the 7 secrets of sales success. Hey, Bill, you got more to teach us. Will you come back another day? Let's do these other secrets.
I would love to.
We'll get you back again real soon. Thanks for being here. Bill Wooditch.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.